The United States declared a truce today in its diplomatic expulsion war with the Soviet Union. State Department spokesman Charles Redmond said, "We hope this set of issues can now be put behind us." Redmond did say that any restrictions placed on temporary American workers in Moscow would be matched by limits on Soviet workers here. He condemned the latest Soviet expulsion order, but said it's time the two governments moved on to arms control and other issues taken up by President Reagan and Soviet leader Gorbachev at their meetings in Iceland 2 weeks ago. President Reagan left the White House today for a two-day campaign trip. The president hopes to boost Republican Senate candidates, and his first stop was in Wisconsin, where he appeared on behalf of freshman Senator Robert Kasten. Mark Levine of member station WUWM reports from Milwaukee.
President Reagan came here to endorse Senator Kasten, who's in a close re-election race against Democrat Edward Garvey, the former chief of the National Football League Players Union. In his speech at a GOP rally, Mr. Reagan said his name will never be on the ballot again.
But if you want to vote for me, vote for Bob Kasten so that we can have a Republican Senate that will work with me instead of against me and be around after I'm gone. I'm not just asking that for me. Do it for yourself. Do it for Wisconsin. Do it for America.
Recent polls show Senator Kasten narrowly leading Garvey. Republicans here believe the president's appearance will help Kasten win re-election on November 4th. For National Public Radio, this is Mark Levine in Milwaukee.
The lawyer representing Eugene Hassenfuss prepared today to enter a plea to charges that could send the captured flyer to prison for 30 years. Hassenfuss is accused of committing a terrorist act and violating Nicaraguan security by taking part in a Contra supply mission. Former U.S. Attorney General Griffin Bell is expected to arrive today in Managua to aid in Hassenfuss' defense. Hassenfuss met for 2 hours today with his Nicaraguan attorney.